You mustn't misunderstand, Jake. It was absolutely platonic with the secretary, not even platonic, nothing at all, really. It was just that she was so nice, and he did that just to please me. Well, I suppose that we that live by the sword shall perish by the sword. Isn't that literary, though? You want to remember that for your next book, Robert. You know Robert is going to get material for a new book. Aren't you, Robert? That's why he's leaving me. He's decided I don't film well. You see, he was so busy all the time that we were living together, writing on this book, that he doesn't remember anything about us. So now he's going out and gets some new material. Well, I hope he gets something frightfully interesting. Listen, Robert, dear, let me tell you something. You won't mind, will you? Don't have scenes with your young ladies. Try not to, because you can't have scenes without crying. And then you pity yourself so much you can't remember what the other person said. You'll never be able to remember any conversations that way. Just try and be calm. I know it's awfully hard, but remember, it's for literature. We all ought to make sacrifices for literature. Look at me. I'm going to England without a protest, all for literature. We must all help young writers. Don't you think so, Jake? But you're not a young writer, are you, Robert? You're 34. Still, I suppose that is young for a great writer. Look at Hardy. Look at Anatole France. He just died a little while ago. Robert doesn't think he's any good, though some of his French friends told him. He doesn't read French very well himself. He wasn't a good writer like you are, was he, Robert? Do you think he ever had to go and look for material? What do you suppose he said to his mistresses when he wouldn't marry them? I wonder if he cried too. Oh, I've just thought of something. She put her gloved hand up to her lips. I know the real reason why Robert won't marry me, Jake. It's just come to me. They've sent it to me in a vision in the Café Select. Isn't it mystic? Someday, they'll put a tablet up like at Lourdes. Do you want to hear, Robert? I'll tell you, it's so simple. I wonder why I never thought about it. Why, you see, Robert's always wanted to have a mistress, and if he doesn't marry me, why, then he's had one. She was his mistress for over 2 years. See how it is? And if he marries me, like he's always promised he would, that would be the end of all the romance. Don't you think that's bright of me to figure that out? It's true, too. Look at him and see if it's not. Where are you going, Jake?
I've got to go in and see Harvey Stone a minute.
Cone looked up as I went in. His face was white. Why did he sit there? Why did he keep on taking it like that? As I stood against the bar looking out, I could see them through the window. Francis was talking on to him, smiling brightly, looking into his face each time she asked, "Isn't it so, Robert?" Or maybe she did not ask that now. Perhaps she said something else. I told the barman I did not want anything to drink and went out through the side door. As I went out the door, I looked back through the two thicknesses of glass and saw them sitting there. She was still talking to him. I went down a side street to the Boulevard Raspail. A taxi came along and I got in and gave the driver the address of my flat.